There's more to that lyric than
they didn't speak English. There you go.
Alex Newton cuts me straight down there, doesn't she? Make me feel like a xenophobe. Paul McCartney's Wonderful Christmas Time. And now, is it going to be a wonderful Christmas time for you? Are you going to get through it unscathed and still able to stand up straight and walk about by New Year? Alex Newton, chiropractor, will point out some of the pitfalls. I'm hoping that most people have got their decorations out of the loft. But that is a tricky thing to be going out, especially if it's last minute this weekend. Oh, we need that other roll of paper out of the loft.
Yes, and it's those times when it's quite, I'll just pop up, so yeah. I won't bother with the ladder, or just do it on the back of the chair and hop you go, and not get the ladder out and do it all properly, that the problems tend to occur. And then you're up there and you're rummaging around and you're in that stooped position. It's that stooped position that can cause the issue, and then you think, well, I'm here, I'll just move that box, and then if your foot doesn't go through the ceiling, you sort of tend to pull your back by moving that box around to get to that, whatever it is you've got to get to in the loft there.
So, because you can be sort of sitting down on a rafter trying to move something reasonably heavy. You've got no proper leverage, have you, then?
That's where, if you're sitting, that's where the most amount of weight and pressure is through the discs. Mm. The discs are highly loaded in a sitting position. So ideally be on all fours, crawl or sit and kneel. If you've got to move anything, kneel and remember, engage that core, brace yourself, keep things close to you. Try not to sort of move things at arm's length, try and get nearer to them and maneuver them, sort of twist and twisting your arms rather than your body, keeping your body straight, and maneuver it around the loft rather than trying to lift it. Already preloaded, stooped or sitting position is absolutely critically an issue for backs.
The fear of the foot going through the ceiling is real in my house when I'm up in the loft. And I think that fear does lead you into sort of strange contortions because you're trying to move about and all the time just keeping your foot and your leg slightly off the ground as you shuffle along. Again, these are easy ways of causing quite painful conditions.
Yes, and if you've already got a pre-existing condition or if it's been grumbling for a while and you've tried to ignore it, then often you'll find that this will be literally the straw that breaks the camel's back. Mm. And that's when all your problems start. But not just crawling around in lofts. Hopefully everybody, as you say, has done that. But do beware if you do have to nip up there for a last minute bauble or whatever it is that you're trying to find, that you use the proper equipment and get up there and don't fall off a ladder that's too short or not supported properly.
Maybe shoving boxes up this weekend, to get the house tidy before people start arriving for Christmas. You've had all the decoration and wrapping paper out of the loft, the boxes need to
go back.
They're
not so bad, are they? Because they're lighter then, aren't they? And you're not really bothered about breaking anything because they're empty, so you shove them in.
But don't stand on a chair to put your empty boxes back up.
Use the ladder for those few minutes that it takes to rearrange it. Do that.
This isn't really a chiropractor question. This is more a DIY expert's question. But I've got a stepladder which can be turned into like an inverted V shape, and it's got all the locking bits on it. It's all fine. But it's got four rubber feet, only it's only got three rubber feet. So it tends to wobble about a bit.
Yeah. it's asking for trouble, isn't it?
Whenever I go on it, I do think I'm asking for trouble here. When I'm in A&E and they say, what happened? And I say, my three-legged stepladder fell over.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. So the other thing that we'll talk about in a moment is the joy everybody looks forward to at Christmas time, just slumping, just, going to veg out in front of the telly for hours on end, full tummy, television, roaring fire, few drinks. What could possibly go wrong? Well, you'll find out in a little while from Alex Newton, chiropractor, dispensing good advice on a regular basis, in a way. Sometimes people might think, well, she said that already. Only the other day I was in the garden and I was thinking, now, what did Alex say about warming up before going out and starting to dig? So you can't tell us too many times.
No. So we're going to sum it all up, aren't we? Because all of those things that we've talked about over the year, I think are going to come to the forefront this holiday, because a lot of you have got 2 weeks off, which is lovely. Poor chiropractor here has got 2 days off because we're covering for sickness and holidays. So do feel sorry for me, but we are there if anybody needs us. But really thinking about, the changing dynamics of your day. You're not up and sitting in your well-adjusted car car and going off to the office and sitting in your well-adjusted seat with your micro breaks and then off to the gym after work, that all goes to pot over the season, this type of time of year, this seasonal period. So thinking about what you're doing, you're going to maybe lie in bed a little bit longer. Now, a lot of people say, can't lie in at the weekend, makes my back ache. So perhaps while you are lying in bed and thinking that your back is aching and I really like to get up, maybe do some little stretches and bending your knees up to your chest and rocking your pelvis side to side or backwards and forwards just to get the lower back loosened off before you spring out of bed because you've had that little extra line in the morning. Mm-hmm. And you know, just doing some gentle warming up exercises, just leaning over the sink to sort of shave or clean your teeth can sometimes be a little bit detrimental to a back that's been a bit stiff and not been moving through the night. So just be careful, make sure you bend your knees and just sort of limber up a little bit more if you have had that little lie-in. And then as the day goes on, you perhaps sort of go from bed to city, maybe to watch your favourite films. And remember, we were talking about how not to let the city upset your back. So make sure you're sitting properly, semi-reclined. Remember those curves in the small of your back and the back of the neck. So if you're going to be there camped out for a long period of time, lots of cushions, and sit square onto the television so that you're not sitting at an angle because you don't want a bad neck. And be careful if you do fall asleep in that position, because once we've sat around a little bit, we feel a bit sleepy too, so we might drop off to sleep again even though we've only just got up, and end up with a ricked neck if you're not supporting that neck area. So be really aware of your posture when you are relaxing, and then you'll find that you'll reduce the risk of developing any problems there.
We, I think, talked last year, and I want to talk about it again, about sort of emergency things you can do when you go to somebody else's house. Because sometimes you can find yourself with odd seating arrangements, an uncomfortable seat. I mean, is it sometimes the best option, if you're supple enough to do this, to say, I'm fine, I'll sit on the floor? Because at least if you're sitting on the floor, you can usually get a wall behind your back, draw your knees up.
Well, sitting on the floor with putting your bottom on the floor is not great for back problems. Again, as we mentioned earlier, when you're in the sitting position, it's the most amount of load on the discs in the lower part of your back. Because what we've got to do is remember that the discs are wedged in shape, so they're narrower at the back and wider at the front. And as soon as you roll that pelvis forward and bring your knees up above your hips, it increases the pressure at the front of the disc, which makes them slightly more uniform, and that's when they tend to bulge backwards and can cause rupture and herniations, which can give all sorts of problems. So on the floor, good. Kneeling on the floor would be sensible. Very hard to sort of sit with your legs out. If your hamstrings, everybody's hamstrings are really tight these days, but if your hamstrings are very tight, they're going to pull on that pelvis, which will increase the amount of forward flexion or forward tilt of the pelvis, and that's going to increase the pressure on the disc. So if your hamstrings are quite tight and you can't sit there properly and upright on your sit bones with your legs out in front of you because your hamstrings are tight, then tuck your knees underneath you so that you're actually kneeling, and then obviously keep that varied because you don't want to have pins and needles and things like that. So sitting flat on the floor, not great really. Little blocks, yoga have these little sort of almost like bricks. Great.
Is this something you could take with you?
You could take that with you, or just a book or a small stool or whatever. But again, thinking about keeping that spine in that neutral position is really important. So I'm not ideal. Sitting beanbags might be a good idea if they can grab a beanbag, or
I don't know, I could turn up to somebody else's house with my own beanbag.
Well, they might have one.
They might have one.
Or just pinch some cushions and sit on the cushions and
buy them a beanbag for Christmas and say, no, open it early. Just open it now. It's a beanbag. I could use that. Always good advice from you, Alex Newton. Have a brilliant Christmas yourself.
Thank you.
You stay safe and supple. And we'll see you again in the new year and carry on keeping people out of pain and mobile and upright. Nothing worse than back problem, joint issues at any time. But when the weather's a bit cold and grim like this and the pressures of Christmas are on, it can feel like a bit too
warm.
Much.
Keep up, keep active, keep out and about. Go out for those lovely walks and try and mix your day up. Don't do anything too long. Prolonged postures of any sort should be avoided.
Okay. Alex Newton, and we'll be back in the new year. Oh, one final question. Chris has sent this on an email. Are there are there chiropractors who are vets? Or vets who are chiropractors.
Yes and no. There are animal chiropractors. Yes. I have some very good colleagues who deal with the equine and canine community. So there are lots of chiropractors out there that deal with the animal population and horses and dogs. So there's always good evidence to suggest that your pooch can benefit from chiropractic care.
Yeah. Well, there you go, Chris. Question answered for you on BBC Radio Nottingham.